I'm at the TSB Internet of Things showcase, and I'm talking to Matt Mapleston. Right, Matt, tell us why you're here.
Well, hello. I'm here because I stumbled upon the IoT technical area just a while ago through the TSB.
What, on the Connect platform?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and are you in the special interest group?
I am, yes. Right. So I joined that. I was surprised it was so open and kind of welcoming. I'm an engineer with a background in these kind of technologies, but applied to a defence realm specifically.
Yeah.
So having stopped working for the defence industry now, I was really pleased to find a way to access these technologies, but in different domains, different industries.
And are you familiar with the... You're not in one of the projects, are you?
No, I'm not. No.
So are you familiar with any of these projects?
Not at all. This is my first
All right, that's great. So you've seen 10 projects. Mm-hmm. You had a kind of pitch culture 4 minutes of each project. Which one really stood out for you as being something you thought, hey, that's really interesting?
Okay, the beer one is the obvious one. I like the
beer one as well.
For obvious reasons. But which one was it? Each project had something very different that was quite exciting. I just need to probably have to edit.
Matt's just consulting his notes. No, we don't edit. We can't edit audio, but you just have to do it. So Matt's consulting his notepad. It's a very nice little reporter's notebook.
Yeah, okay. I love the term self-hacker.
Self-hacker, yeah. The health training thing.
Absolutely. Being able to hack yourself and improve yourself and access all of the services that you need. The emotional intelligence of the consumer convergent retail project, and
right at the beginning, wasn't it?
Right at the beginning, and the customer engagement angle of the brewing industry thing were particularly interesting because it's taking an approach to your end users, your customers, the crowd out there, and engaging and interacting with them in a much richer way because you've got data about them and you can. It's kind of a visceral experience you can create because of the data and the interaction that you can.
And your badge says you're a systems engineer and you're self-employed. How long have you been self-employed?
Oh, since about January.
All
not that long.
I've been 10 years now.
Oh, right. This is all very new to me.
Are you enjoying it?
The wide horizons are very exciting. Even doing my own books is something new. You know, it's very different to working for a big company. But I'm enjoying it at the minute. Whilst I've got some redundancy money left, it's going to get a little bit more nerve-wracking when I'm relying on the money I earn.
Yeah, it is. I found the first 6 months quite difficult. But once I got through that and I started to get some customers, and I was kind of a bit more... It's always nervous.
Yes, yeah. But right. I've got some jobs coming through, so it's very exciting.
And are you looking at the Internet of Things area as somewhere you'd like to work?
Well, definitely. Well, I'm still involved with NATO, actually, and I'm a chair of a group looking at the needs of defence across the whole NATO organisation. So there's many countries and all sorts of different forces and stuff being used. But I'm really excited about the opportunities outside the defence industry. I'm working with festivals and other events in and around London, actually, over the summer. I can see many opportunities, actually.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.